Good morning. Take two. This is Saturday morning, the 27th of September 2014. It's 7:32 a.m. Endomondo is the cause of recording failure, hence the take two. First mile was like 19 minutes, in large part because I spent a lot of time playing around with a bonus photograph for John Ward on Google Plus. So let me turn off the extra audio notifications. It's just too much of a pain in the butt. As much as I would like to know what my times are, I can check the total time when I get home, and we'll call it good. Yeah, it turns out taking a selfie with the same frame, which means I have to walk around to the other side of the post and reverse the camera and try to find the frame markers while I'm standing in the center frame. I suppose it'll get better. It'll get faster over time. And John immediately asked if he could get one with me smiling. I pointed out that I was smiling. He doesn't quite understand, I guess. That's a smile. Maybe tomorrow I'll frown so he has some idea of what that looks like. I'll be able to tell him apart. It's a little difficult because it's dark. With my back to the sun, being backlit like that, there's not a lot of detail. So, anyway. So I'm trying to think of what to talk about today. I don't really have any burning issues. I didn't get anything near what I wanted to get done yesterday. But I'm going to get less done today. I'm pretty sure. In large part because the cats woke us up at 3 a.m. Now, I went to bed fairly early last night. I went to bed at 9:30, I think. So, I got 6 hours sleep. My wife didn't. She came to bed much later. And the cats actually forced her out of bed. Well, good morning. Good morning. I stayed until 5. A quarter of 5, they got up and made coffee. It's lovely morning. It's cool, 50 degrees, clear, a little bit of haze over the mountains, might be a cloud or two up there, way up north to the northwest, but basically a lovely fall morning. I can't believe I let the autumnal equinox go by without some comment. Usually I'm plugged in. I think it just underscores how far away from center I really am. I'm not actually aware that much. It's the depression, I'm pretty sure. It's getting better. I have my high con in about a month, the end of October. It's usually in the middle of October, but it's a couple weeks later this year. So, after birthdays, my wife's birthday is early in the month, mine is mid-month. All of you who have me on Facebook or Google Plus will probably be notified of what my birth date actually is. And it's kind of a bummer. My daughter's school generally has Friday off once a month for school or teacher improvement or school improvement or something. I forget what it is now. But one day a month they have off. And the last 3 years in a row, that day off has coincided with my high con. This year, it doesn't. It's kind of tedious. Kind of like to take her down. Could be fun. I had my breakfast this morning because I was up early. I didn't have to drive around. So I got some complex carbohydrates, a little bit of protein, some fish oil. Yes, I had bagels and salmon. It's quite delicious. And the insurance company has this program where they had their outreach. And I have to say, I've enjoyed a couple of times I was enrolled on the program and took advantage of it. And they gave me some good dietary information. They gave me some good tips on managing calorie intake with choosemyplate.gov, which I should get back into. Then there was the Geek's Diet or the Nerd's Diet, one of those. Brand put me onto it, the guy who hacked diet. He's a systems guy who looked at the body as a system. How do you deal with rising and falling weight fluctuations? The answer is carefully. And when I was tracking using that tool, they have a little online tool you can use to track your weight and whether or not it's actually down based on a rolling average rather than today's date, today's weight. And I used the scale on the Wii Fit to figure out how much I weighed every day. Monk post. And that worked pretty well. Not only did Wii tell me I was going down in weight, but this other scale, this other tool told me. So even when I was going up for a day, I was actually overall down. And the degree to which it was coming down and the rate at which it was coming down is indicated by an arrow. The length of the arrow was the rate and the direction, of course, up or down. It was a good tool. It was an excellent tool. But they called again last night, the nurse, the outreach people, to enroll me in the program. And when I gave the guy He was going to give me my my ID number and the toll-free number so I can call at any time. I said, well, I've got the toll-free number, and this is probably my ID number. He said, yeah. I said, well, it's like a fifth time that I've been enrolled and unenrolled in this program. So the difficulty is that I'm borderline diabetic. So the diagnostic codes that the doctor's office turns in with my insurance claim shows diabetes. Well, I actually asked the doctor about it, and he said, no, you're at most pre-diabetic. It's something we have to watch. Keep an eye on the weight. Keep the weight down. You can keep the glycemia down. The glycemia, the glucose down, which keeps the A1C down, which is the diagnostic code for average glucose level. And it's a thing. So they have to keep testing me for it, because in case I develop, it's one of the reasons I'm doing the walking. Although, to be honest, the walking doesn't do much. It's one of the odd things. I guess it's a hacker's diet. According to a hacker's diet, the exercise is good because it keeps you regular, gets you moving. It does bone health, it does muscle health a little bit. It does a little bit of aerobics. If I push it under 19 minutes is considered close enough. I really should probably invest in a Fitbit or something and have the Android track that for me so I could really tune it up. Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to do that, no. Anyway. But the amount of calories that I burn on this 2 miles is about 100. So while in a certain sense it does help kick my metabolism up, having a little bit of exercise does ratchet up the metabolic rate. So I tend to burn more calories when I'm not actually walking than I would if I didn't walk. But it's a really small amount, because it's not that big. And of my, in round numbers, 200 pounds, 190 of it is water. Well, 95% water, is that right? Human beings have a big amount of water in them anyway. I'm mostly water, it's more than 100 pounds of water. There was one interesting finding came across my desk yesterday. There's been a couple. You know, the latest one this morning was that black holes might not exist, that the Einsteinian universal view may have overlooked a factor, and that in their collapse, massive stars give off enough matter to never reach critical limit that would cause them to collapse into a black hole. That the release of Hawking radiation bleeds off sufficient mass that they never become black holes, so black holes don't exist. That's an interesting question, is that do black holes exist, and is that the form, is that their mechanism of forming? If black holes don't exist, then clearly no. But if black holes do exist, then perhaps there's another mechanism for their formation. So far, nobody's actually been able to detect a black hole, except through gravitational lensing, which may or may not have anything to do with black hole, just a very small, dim star. So that's an interesting question. trying to resolve the discontinuities between quantum mechanics, quantum physics, and the Einsteinian perspective of space-time. So that was one thing that came across my desk. And the other was a finding about caffeine, not necessarily coffee, but about caffeine, and that caffeine only works because you're addicted to it, and the uplift you feel from it is because you're in withdrawal. Now, I mean, it's an interesting idea. The dangers that it cites are overstimulation of adrenaline. So the pituitary gland puts out adrenaline all the time, which keeps you agitated, which isn't necessarily good overall. So that's an interesting question. It's like, my coffee intake is quite large, and the coffee that I drink is quite strong. So there's a fair amount of caffeine in it. Now, I don't usually drink it for the lift it gives me. I drink it because it's warm and soothing. It's comfort food. It's for all that I drink it black. So I like the taste. I have good coffee. But there's a part of me that says, you know, with everything else that's in disarray, I may have to switch to water. I have to find something else, because I can't drink decaf coffee. Decaf coffee has an aftertaste that makes me go, no, I'll drink swamp water first. Because it's just nasty. I can't drink it. It's just horrible. I suppose a decaf tea, I could get something herbal. So that I'd have a warm drink in the morning to go with my bagel. I'd have a drink I could go with my cookie. Just have to think about that. Switch over to water. An interesting idea. Okay. Across the street, I'm coming up on the back gate. 37:53, 4, 5, 38 minutes. Well, that's 19 minutes from the start. 18:44 in the last mile. That's not bad. I'll take that. It was a slow start. And I'm good with that. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.